boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, stand yeah. up. It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
One oh one seven, the truth. Tory Lowe show. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 the truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe show. And we got guests. We got Jay Mose and Miss Teresa in studio. They got a small business mixer coming January 17th. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And me and Liz Brown will be hosting the event as well. How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man. Doing really, really good. This is also an evening of celebrations. So we have several, and I'm going to let you bring me through the whole piece, but I just wanted to say this is an evening of celebrations, y'all. January 17th. This is MLK weekend, man. So we want to be, man. We want to do some really, really positive things.
And so, I always said that we needed to do something on MLK weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think we really turn it up.
Right.
Like, when you know St. Patrick's Day, everybody out there, they all the way out there on Water Street.
Parades, everything. You know,
and then I think when we get to Martin Luther King Day, it's just a speech.
Right. Right.
You know, we don't really go all the way up with it. You know what I mean? And I think that I always felt that, you know, if we did that for our key holidays, which is Black History Month,
right,
and Martin Luther King, MLK Day, we went all the way up, you know.
Yeah, 100%.
It would instill a lot of the pride in our community as well.
Yep. And the reason we're doing it in evening of celebrations is because it engages all of us. It gives more than just two or three of us an opportunity to talk to our community regarding our endeavors starting that new year. And so to begin with the small business mixer and to have different businesses come in and networking, it's going to be really, really
How
nice.
How can the
and
small
engaged.
Business get involved?
They should give us a call at 612-237-5118. We got five businesses. See, Divine Intervention, Save Our Seniors. It's a few businesses. I wish I knew them by heart. And I apologize, y'all. I'll catch y'all on the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But Tease Cakes. But we got about five businesses so far. We'd love to have between 10 and 12. And then, of course, Clientele Podcast is here. But they give us a call at 612-237-5118. They support the show. But within that, they get that first 2 hours. And we're going to do engaging network. This ain't just you sit there and you figure it out yourself. We're asking everyone to know everyone, introducing yourselves. And we'll have about six or seven of the businesses who – owners come up and talk about their businesses.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man.
And many times when we talk about having something around Martin Luther King Day, the celebrations, it's really a celebration of our journey.
Yeah.
And actually working together to see what we can do to further his legacy.
Right.
In our own lives. So this is why I think it's powerful. Also, there is an evening where there will be a tribute to Barry White and Marvin Gaye.
That's where the fun starts.
Hey.
I mean, it's fun, but it gets funner. So from 6 to 8, we're doing the mixer. But then at 8 o'clock, I do a Barry tribute. I've been doing it for 12 years. So with the live band, it's the Soul Session Band out of Milwaukee. They'll be kind of playing for us. And there's a guy named Jonathan Winstead coming in town from Nashville, Tennessee. He's a bad dude, and he's doing Marvin Gaye.
So, oh, wow.
So we're doing two sets, about 10, 11 songs a piece, of some of the most classic songs that Marvin Gaye and Barry White have ever performed.
That's powerful.
Yeah, man.
Hey, look, give the information on how they can get involved, how people can get tickets, how people can be a part of the small business mixer. Give that information one more time.
I want everyone to call Jay Most at 612-237-5118. 612-237-5118. We do have some tickets remaining. It's not a lot, but we do have some remaining.
And, that's powerful.
Yeah.
So hey, look, really I can't wait to see it. This is around the time of the year where I felt like many times the messaging gets lost.
Right.
About building a better community for us. I think that we do some reflecting, but we don't make the connections.
Right.
And this is a connecting event.
Yes.
That's powerful.
And that's what World Class Events and Promo and Women Unite to Win. That's what we do. And just understand, man, I've been doing works in our community since I was 16. I graduated from Vincent in 83.
Okay. The house.
Mm-hmm. Went first 4-year class of Vincent. And Webster, Vincent, and then off to different colleges, and I played ball and all that stuff. But I love community, mm-hmm. and I've always been about engaging our community, uplifting our community, empowering our community. And so being in Minnesota the past, let's say, 20 years, I've done so much for that community. It's time to bring it home. Any skill that I've honed, all the programs that I've implemented there, I'm bringing them back home.
That's powerful.
Yeah, man.
Miss Teresa, you deal with a lot of people that have tragic events because you had to deal with it yourself.
Yes.
Can you explain what you are doing right now? Because you were you had to go through a tragic event, and now you're starting to build a platform to help others.
Yes. In 2012, my son was murdered. He was shot in his back twice. He was 22 years old. And I always wondered, what would I do in remembrance of him? It was so life-changing. I didn't think about anybody else at that time. I only thought about myself because it was a situation that I was dealing with. But I always wanted to reach back and help somebody else that was dealing with the same thing I was dealing with, because I started hearing it so much. It started being like, like, you know how you buy a vehicle and you feel like you got this special vehicle, then you just keep seeing it on the road?
Right.
Yeah, and I just kept hearing it over and over. It was happening so often. So I wanted to do something, but I really didn't know what to do. And I didn't want to do anything on my own. I wanted to be inspired by God to do it. And I recently received what I was looking for November, October. Was it October 9th, Jay? October 9th. I felt a heaviness. And I really couldn't identify what it was at that time. But by October 11th, I got a release in my spirit. And I said, I wish I could speak with my son. I wish I could talk to him. And then I felt the relief. And then I know so many other mothers who have experienced what I've experienced. And about 5 names dropped in my spirit, and I reached out to them. And I was afraid that, because it was a Saturday, and I was afraid that I would put a damper on their Saturday, only to find out it was almost like a phone call they were waiting for. And we all got together, and we all sat down, and we all had a conversation. And that I originally wanted to do the podcast because I get so inspired by my clients, and they always say they're inspired by me. So that's why I had the name already, Clients Tell, because my clients tell me so much and I tell them so much. It kind of went in a different direction at that junction, though, because I wanted to talk to these women. So that's my very first episode talking to mothers with the same experience that I've
had. So the Client Tells podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's on YouTube.
Yes.
And you're dealing with mothers dealing with tragedies similar to yours, or just tragedies, period.
After a while, it'll be tragedies, period.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's so ironic that all of the mothers, they've all experienced losses, but different losses. One was suicide. One was death by accident. It was a drowning. And one by a car accident. Mm-hmm. So that gave the listeners the opportunity to hear like 3 different scenarios, because mine is homicide. So that's right.
But we want fathers too, though. We want fathers too.
Yeah.
Well, look, we're going to run the break. And when we come back, Jay Mose, you deal with a lot with mental health.
Yes.
I want to talk about that because I was talking the other day that I see a lot of different things going on in the community.
Yes.
And there's a lot of conversation about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just one of those things that when we talk about it, is there any action behind it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that when we get back.
Sure.
Hey, look, Truth Nation, we got J Most, we got Miss Teresa in studio. Stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One on one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We got guests, Truth Nation. We got J Most, we got Miss Teresa. There is an event coming January 17th, and it is going to be a powerful event, an evening of networking, an evening of just tributes to Barry White, Marvin Gaye. There is a small business mixer from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we want the community to come out during Martin Luther King weekend for another powerful event.
We do. And, you know, we've been tagging most of our stuff on social media as Milwaukee 45 and up. Now, that doesn't mean if you're 30, 35, you can't attend. But what we're saying is at 45, we have a maturity that we carry.
Right.
And we want whatever age you are, if you're an adult, to come in with that level of maturity that kind of goes with aging. And so we do 40, 45 and up programming, man. And we're going to stay consistent with that because that is an open gap here in our community in terms of giving that crowd some things to do.
And that this is a great time to make sure that the business ideas align.
Yes.
You know, as moving forward into 2026, setting the ideas and sharpening the ideas when it comes to entrepreneurship in the community.
Right. And we're going to sharpen them by being around other knives that are sharper or just as sharp. We can sharpen ourselves off one another. And I think that's another missing piece here. You know, it's not that it's not happening, but it's not happening in abundance. And it's I think the younger generation are making things happen. But at 40, 45, and 50, it's almost like, man, you semi-retired. No, this is when we have our newest life. This is when we have our biggest dreams.
That's when everything kind of makes sense.
It really does, you know?
You don't have all of that extra.
Right.
You shouldn't. Okay.
You ain't playing around.
Sometimes
like
that TikTok, sometimes that social media. But I want to talk about this mental health because you deal with mental health. You talk about a lot of things that you're doing as far as working with people to deal with mental health. What are some of the things that you're doing in this space?
Well, the way we've done it with Command Steppers, first of all, we take a beautiful dance that I learned out of Milwaukee, and I brought all the way around the upper Midwest.
So you do mental health with dancing?
We bring you all in through couples dancing, group line dancing. But you still got to have an engaging factor. You still got to have a community outreach, a community relationship style of bringing that dance too. See, it's more than just coming in for dancing, but this is why they come. Once they get there, you know, we open up with our small discussions in the beginning. We do the lessons at the end. Before you know it, they start telling us and we find out some problems that they're having in the gut. We start finding out that they got high blood pressure. We start finding out that, you know, there's some brain health issues. We start finding out that there's some substance abuse issues. We find out all of these things, cancer, the whole deal. So then we began to work with some of our agencies to get pre-screenings, testings, all of those other data results.
Advocating.
Yeah, we began. Now, my agency is a little different because I have 40 registered volunteers with my crew. So I got a real team.
Okay.
So we can actually go out and do the work and make it happen. And we got Latinos, Hispanics, Blacks, Whites. We have it all. All ethnicities are covered. And that's documented online. You can see it. Okay.
Where do they go to online?
They can go to the Command Steppers page. They can go to the JMOST, J-M-O-S-T page, or the J-A-Y-M-O-S-T page. They can go to the Cultural Wellness page on Facebook. They can go to the Command Steppers. Y'all Can't Beat Us. And that's just our dance page. That's right. our dance channel. Mm-hmm. On YouTube. So there's a few places that they can go.
That's what's up.
And you'll be able to just kind of check the timeline and see the marvelous works. Our turkey giveaway that we did a few weeks ago was just phenomenal. We did over 300 turkeys by Genio, but the beautiful thing is 46% African descent. There was a 30% Asian descent, 20% Black descent, and then other. So it was beautiful. Now, that's who decided they would want to come and take part. So.
That's what's up.
And that's what we do.
Now, dealing with tragedy, because I have to deal with tragedy all the time. I always say that a lot of people, they talk about mental health, you know. But when you see the community, every year seems like we're talking about it, but are we getting results from the conversation? How do you feel about that?
For us, we make sure we're results-oriented. So, you know what I mean? I see what happens in other communities, but for us to take the time to concern ourselves with what ain't happened when we have a lot of time to actually be actionaries and make things happen. So with our group, we make it happen. So the results are there, and we got the proof, and we got the documents, we got the data, we got the percentages. You see what I'm saying? We got the stats. Mm-hmm. So you are right. But again, with me and the way I move and the way we move, we make results happen.
Right, because you start dealing with people from where they are.
Yes.
And when you said that they come to you and they talk about their health issues, their relationship issues and things like that.
We make sure we get the necessary
Helping them and starting to walk them through the issue.
100%.
That's what's up.
100%. And it can go, and that's a wide range. That's a wide range. But the states, whether it's the state of Wisconsin or whatever, the states have their responsibilities. The city has its responsibilities, and the counties have their responsibilities. Right. So between one of those branches of government, we're going to find a way to get the resources we need to help this population. If we don't get the resources, just like you, we're just going to do it on our own.
Hey, that was the best way for me because it was a lot of red tape.
Right.
You know. And I didn't have to deal with it.
And I want to tell the whole city now that we're looking forward to our merger and doing great works. Clientele Podcast, I'll Wait, that's her agency, my companies, and yours, big fellow. We finna do some real work. We all are doing it independently, but the merger's going
to
be strong.
Well, I think that it takes a community to save a community. And it's time to fix the village. It's time to fix the hole in the village.
Yes.
And get rid of the people that stop in the village from prospering.
I'm with you.
It's a lot of things we got to do. But I want to ask Miss Teresa a question. When it comes to mothers dealing with the stress of losing the child, losing a loved one. Nobody wants to bury their child, no matter how it happens. But how do you help the women deal with that? You know, the loss of a child, a loss of somebody that they birthed. I mean, that is something that unless you are a mother, which you are and had to go through it, that you can't, there's no way you can deal with that.
Yeah, and I guess it's different for all of us.
Right.
Like, there's no cookie cutter solution for what we feel and what we go through. And you can ask any mother, because I've been on a panel where they've asked all of us, and all of us have had different answers. So it's different for everybody. I never tell anybody how to do it, because how long it takes, what you do, all of that is kind of determined by you and your relationship with God or whatever your source of help is. Jay has been so instrumental in this last year because we grieve all the time. I mean, me and my clients have a running joke that I sit on the side of the bed for hours like blank because I really don't have anything my thoughts are running. I'm a creator, so I create stuff, and I'm an artist. My son was too, and my daughter is. She sketched too, and sometimes I can just go blank for hours. But after I did Stepping with the Stars, after I met Jay, dancing is a great resource. That's a great way of getting. I'm not a phenomenal dancer, but I do know how to do it because Jay And just being in a social atmosphere, too, because I've went and just watched, too. And my sister, I have my sister comes with me. My mom comes with me. My godmom, my aunts, and they all older. They all seasoned women, and they love to just watch it, too. So my auntie, I thought this last event we went to, Jay was being honored. And I thought that my auntie didn't have a good time. And then I found out later, she was like, oh, I can't wait till we do something else. And I was thinking, oh, okay, good, because I was thinking, but I think that it's good to just get out and be social.
Shout out to MSBU, Lisa and Cynthia, and the rest of the crew, Houdini and them. Shout out to MSBU. They're the ones that put on Stepping with the Stars, and they're the ones that did the honorarium for me and about 15 other community members.
Well, look, I'm going to give y'all the last words before we run the break. What do you want Truth Nation to know?
Go first.
There is help. We don't have to do it by ourselves. It's a whole community of us. I encourage women, mothers, and that's what I speak on mostly because that's what I am.
Right.
So I don't say a whole bunch about the fathers. It's not because I don't have something to say. I just kind of reserve that for another time. But I mostly talk about mothers because that's what I am. It's a whole community of us. Don't go through this in silence. Don't go through this by yourself. Don't think you're by yourself because it's a whole community of us. Tune into Clients Tale on YouTube. I think it'll be helpful for a lot of even people who haven't experienced it, just to be knowledgeable about what to say at that time when it happens to somebody that you know or that you love.
That's powerful.
First off, I want to give a shout out on the chat, Tori. Josh Jermaine 78. They're doing some really, really nice responses, and I just want to say shout out to you, Josh Jermaine 78. I like the responses and the questions, and there are some resources regarding mental health around here. But just like with the grief program, we still have to find people like us that we associate with. We just don't come through those doors asking for help a lot. Sometimes we got to go find it, and sometimes they have to know we exist, and then they got to feel the spirit. They got to feel it. You know what I mean? And this is like getting help for anything. But what I want Truth Nation to know is that Jay Holmes, a.k.a. Jay Most, my leadership is back. I'm here to help our community in any way possible. The programs and the things that I have in mind are going to provide empowerment for a segment of our people that are really in need. There's a segment. Milwaukee is divided into three segments, and the one segment is pretty well taken care of. And actually, I see a lot of the rich getting richer in that segment, and that's fine, too. That's what y'all do. But these other two segments, we back, and we're getting ready to help empower, uplift, and nurture that particular genre and that particular population. So we're here, man.
All right.
You know, we're here.
Hey, look, we got a lot of work to do. 2026.
Yeah, we got time.
Hey, I tell people, look, you got to get active. You got to get out here on the front lines. The only way we're going to turn anything around is if we actually take the initiative.
Right.
That's the only way it's going to happen.
Right. And it's a creative initiative. It's creative. We got to do unorthodox programming. We can't be of the norm. You know, it's unorthodox.
Hey, well, look, thank y'all for coming through.
Yes, sir.
And look, I'm looking forward to the event. And like I said, we got a lot of work to do. I'm looking forward to it.
January 17th, y'all, at 100 Gems Plaza, 6737 Titonia Avenue. Doors open at 6, small business mixer from 6 to 8. The Barry White Marvin Gaye tribute show from 8 until Tori Lowe and your
Liz Brown.
And Liz Brown will be hosting. We're going to have a blast. And thank you, Teresa Langford. Thank you, Tori Lowe, for this opportunity. Thank you, Truth Nation.
All right. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
101. 7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got a situation that we got to cover. A lot of people probably was talking about it on The Truth. Maybe the other shows was talking about it. But it's all over social media. I shared it on my social media. Something happened with the right here in the Wisconsin. Probably 2 hours away? Probably 2 hours away from Milwaukee. There's a video going viral over a white woman from Cinnabon that has been making this rounds on social media. And she called a group of, Somalis? All the stuff going on with these Somalis, boy. A couple, Somali couple, the N-word. And it's been making this rounds, and she had no shame. It wasn't no shame in her game. We got some video of this. If I'm going to give y'all 30 seconds to tune in to this one because y'all don't want to miss this. Y'all know when I give y'all a little chance to get on and see this is something extra. I don't know if y'all done seen this video or heard about this, but this white woman went off the chains, went off the walls, started talking out the side of her face, calling this Somali couple the N-word, and said, yeah, I'm racist. Who cares? She came out, her true colors came out right behind the Cinnabon counter. If you watch it, all right, time's up. If you watch this rebroadcast live, we got some video and audio on this. Let's listen.
Back here in Wisconsin, a Cinnabon employee is fired after a racist rant that went viral. The TikTok video shows the Cinnabon worker, Inish Wabadon, making offensive statements and gestures and calling herself a racist.
Racist, that I am racist.
So mm-hmm. idiot for
and
real.
You are an
The person who posted the video says she started recording after the employee started making derogatory statements about her hijab, the headscarf that many Muslim women wear. In a statement tonight, Cinnabon said, quote, the individual seen in the video was immediately terminated by the franchise owner. Their actions and statements are completely unacceptable and in no way reflect the values of Cinnabon, our franchisees, or the welcoming environment we expect for every guest and team member.
Now, I'll say this. I got the video posted on my Facebook, Tory Lowe on Facebook, Tory Lowe K-I-N-G on Facebook. I had to share this because the way that this woman was just being free with it and out there outright just disrespectful. I mean, I'm surprised that the Somalis were so calm and didn't hop over the counter. I'm surprised. But I got a question, though. I got a question, Truth Nation. I got a question. Should white people go to jail? Should white people be charged for calling black people or somebody the N-word? Should white people, due to the history, due to the grotesque ideas that took place, should they be charged with, like, something? Should there be a charge for calling somebody the N-word? I want to know. 833-212-1017. Because it has a historic death to it, almost. It's actually almost a death. Like, it has blood on it. When white people say the N-word, it got blood on it. Should that be considered a threat? Should that be considered a life-threatening to the black person? That there's something to where, you know, you should be able to get away with however you respond. I don't know. Like, give them the soul fist. Should white people go to jail for saying the N-word because of his history? Knowingly. That's my question. 833-212-1017. I mean, I think it should be some kind of ticket or some kind of penalty or some kind of price they should pay because of the historic magnitude when they use the word. Maybe a fine or something. Like, maybe like a $2,000 fine for saying the N-word. And some community service in the black neighborhood. Maybe picking up the trash along the highway or something like that. 833-212-1017. Should white folk go to jail for saying the N-word? Somebody tell me. I need some white people to call in. I need y'all. I need to understand. I know this woman don't represent everybody. But look at her face when she said it's all. You can see the evil in her face. We go ahead to the lines. Al, how you doing now?
Hello. I'm doing one. Let's keep it 100. Absolutely not, because it's the freedom of speech, and women like that always want to F and suck one.
Oh,
and
wow.
If you put a black man in front of her with 10 inches, it'll be all inside of her ass. That's why them ones who say it all the time, all them ones who be up there who say that all the time, be up there at the truck stop giving that kitty litter and all that thrown away. That's why you got all them mixed babies up there. So it doesn't bother me, because everything they call is everything they mama, they daddy, they grandmama, and their granddaddy want to F and suck, because it's in their root. And they know who got the baddest yam-yams and tam-tams, because they're nothing but dribblers. So you can call us N-words all you want, because you know when you close your eyes and you F your wife and your husband, you really want to F what you want to call. And none of them can argue that. Have a great day.
Oh, wow. 833-212-1017. I think you can make a case. Even though we got freedom of speech, if you go into the courthouse and you say you're going to kill the president or one of them judges, you don't think you ain't going to go to jail? Yeah. You're going to go to jail. You can go to jail. Freedom of speech is only if it's a certain, you know, you're using it in a certain way that's cordial. But I think that you can make a case for white people saying the N-word. Somebody say we say it. Somebody said no, because we say it. Hey, I'll tell you this. When we use it, we tried to take the word and flip it. But it brought the same destruction. That's how I feel about it. We thought we was taking it and trying to flip it into a word that maybe, you know, we can own the word and try to use it and take it away from them. But I'll tell you this, it brought that same destruction. It brought the same detriment of losing lives to the community. A lot of people just think that we should just erase and not say it, but I'm just talking about due to the history. Kawana says $2,000 fine for over 90K to gift her. They'll take the white new scam. I don't know what I'm trying to figure out what she was trying to say. I don't think legal charges should be imposed on racial slurs. No, I'm talking about the N-word. I'm talking about the strongest word. To me, is due to slavery, due to American slavery. Stay on subject now, Truth Nation. Stay on subject. Stay on subject. Stay on the N-word. Don't go and mix everybody. Y'all always mixing everybody else stuff with the N-word. No, I'm talking about what happened when they was doing and saying the N-word to black Americans with hanging, rape, breeding, selling families. I'm talking about that. You tell me what other word came with that kind of intensity on American soil. You tell me what's another word on American soil. Let's keep it in the pocket. Let's keep it in the pocket. Don't mix nobody's stuff with yours. Y'all always look outside yourselves. All I'm saying is the N-word for white people, it should be like a fine. Be due to the actions. I'm just saying. It'll stop a lot of this. Hey, look, when we come back, We got it. Who we got on the line? Mahan? We got Mahan on the lines. We're going to talk to Mahan when we get back. We got some talk to text. We got some chat. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, seven, the truth. Tory Lowe Show. We've been talking about this Cinnabon clerk, worker, that was fired recently for basically using the N-word and saying she was a racist. But then she started a GoFundMe, or something like a GoFundMe. I don't think it's on a traditional GoFundMe site. It's on one of those racist GoFundMe sites where she got over $100,000 raised due to being fired for being a racist. I didn't even know they had a system where people can give to people who are being extremely racist. Wow. Maybe I should do one of them Dave Chappelle numbers and act like I'm a racist and get paid or something. I don't know. what was the Dave Chappelle character that was black, but Clyde Bigsley. But we got Mahan on the lines. How you doing, Mahan?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Bless us, brother.
Bless us.
What's on your mind?
All right, man. This is how I feel about it. It's 2025, you know, and I'm not going to say I have respect for the woman, but at least she's not hiding it.
Mm.
You know, you got a lot of people that be hiding it. Okay.
Right.
Now, another thing,
right.
I want everybody to keep an open and active mind on this. Right. Us black folks use that word in hate, in love, in joking manners, in whatever.
Right. Right.
Okay. And if it was so much of a bad word, why do we keep using it?
Somebody asked that question.
I think it's different from a female calling each other bees, right?
Right.
They could, you know how they play? Oh, B, B, B. And then all of a sudden they get out the click and somebody call them a B, and then they take it personal.
Right. But as long as you in the click, they don't take it personal.
Right. And then it's like we say it amongst each other, you know, whether, you know, kill that in, F that in, you know, whatever. But as soon as a white woman uses it in 2025, it's a problem. Yeah, it's a problem. But if we gonna call it a problem, let's go all the way across the board. We can't
all right. Well, let me call each other that. Hold on. All right. I got you. I hear what you're saying, and I agree to a large portion, because I try to tell people, like, you got to be careful what you use, because the word, whether if you think it's a term of endearment or not, it still got the blood on it, right? Which still causes the same damage. And I think that what we do is a trauma response. I think that we take a word that was, we'll take a word and flip it to try to make it mean good, like the word bad. Like, we took the word bad and made it mean something that's good. Oh, look at that car. That's bad. You know what I mean?
Right.
We'll take a word and try to flip it, but that don't mean the frequency and the vibration has flipped, right? So I think that when we took the word to try to use it as something that we can kind of stomach, it brought over the same results. But I don't think it's the same as when white people use it, because they put a lot of the blood on the word throughout history. So, yeah, we do try to make up for it and say, okay, we use it as a term of endearment. If you get mad at somebody, you're going to say it to them. And even and I said, if somebody shoots you, the last words you probably hear is what?
But see, brother, can I ask you a question?
Go right ahead.
Can you condone and condemn something at the same
time?
No.
What I'm saying is, I'm telling you what's happening.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm telling you what's happening. I'm not condoning or condemning. I'm just telling you what the psychological is. And it ain't nothing you going to say to change it.
So when we use the word, are we condoning it or are we condemning it?
Well, when we use the word, I think that we just tried to take something that was used as something hateful toward us and we tried to spin it, but we got spun. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Because it doesn't matter if it's contradiction or not, it's what's happening. And a conversation ain't going to change that. But I don't think that when a black person say the N-word, it has the same historic outcome as it did when white people used it.
Right.
So I believe that.
I get what you're saying.
I don't believe it has the same treachery and fiber as when white people use it.
Okay.
So that, I mean, with that.
All right, well, bro, I just wanted to speak my piece. I didn't want to make it seem like
I was riding
with the woman, but at the same time, you know, we got to call a thing a thing, you know?
Right. I think you're right on when you talk about the way we use the word and how it has affected the community. And like I said, the frequency on words do not change. And I think that we'll try to make something what we want it to be, but it is what it is. But we try to strip someone from using it and taking control over the word. So I think that many times and it's other words that have that same connotation. Like you said, the B word. A lot of women call each other that word. But don't nobody, if you're not in their clique, if you're not around them, you can't call them that word. It's a lot of words like that people use that they can call around their friends and buddies and they won't take it serious. But you get outside their friends and buddies and it's serious. So, but I don't think no word, even with that being said, has the same weight and historic damage as when white people say the N-word. I don't. It's no word in United States that carries as much blood. Yeah, in the English language. Yeah, like I said, it does not. So you can say we say it, but why did we start saying it? When it's been embedded, I think it's a trauma response. I think that we used it as a trauma response. It's like somebody always telling somebody they ugly. You ugly. Then the person would be like, "Well, I'm the ugly duckling. Like I'm the ugly duckling, the one that grew into a beautiful person." Like it's stories to try to balance out certain ideas to flip it. But it's still not as bad as the original word. And I think that white people hold on to the original value of the N-word. And it still is strong when people hear it. They still react crazy when they hear it. I'll tell you a story. And I may not got time to tell the story because it's, you know, I'll tell you a story on the other side when we get to the top of the hour. But I had run-ins with the N-word. I had people try to deal with me in a rough way when I was out in Iowa, Minnesota with the N-word. But like I said, I come back to the hood and people say it all the time. I don't get offended. Because I'm not on the auction block. I'm not being sold. I'm not being whipped. I'm not being raped. Understand what I'm saying? The magnitude. So, hey, when we come back, here we go. We got Eddie on the lines. I don't know if Eddie should join in on this one. Just had a cutoff button ready. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.